The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You okay over there?
My allergies.
Bless you.
Thank you very much.
Labor Day weekend is upon us. Jennifer Horn is here to celebrate. Ken Kessler here to celebrate. You're here to celebrate. So what do we have to celebrate? The aroma of barbecue in the air. The subtle changes of colors in the trees. Boo, 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 boo.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Boo, 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 boo. How many of you have family get-togethers planned for this weekend, friends getting together with you? Are you going to enjoy a beer or two? Are you going to relax? Have you already left? Are you where you're planning to spend the next 4 days? Whatever the situation, we are here.
Wow.
Friday, September 4th.
Cheerleader over here. Look at
you. Well, because I'm in Boston or the Boston area, there's a lot of cheerleading going on because Tom Brady, according to the local sports authorities and the local news media, you'd think there was no other story. Listening to radio, watching the television last night, you'd think that we had a guy who'd just been elected president.
Or released from prison, right?
Right, yeah, exactly, after being accused of killing somebody and having spent 30 years in jail. Why are you excited?
Because he's on my fantasy football team, and I had actually drafted him as just a backup quarterback, thinking, okay, in 4 games I'll be able to use him. Mm-hmm. Didn't really have to fight too hard. No one wanted him. But now I got Tom Brady as my starting quarterback, yo.
Hey! All right, Kenny, do you care?
No, not even a little.
Oh, me either.
See, that's the sad thing is I don't really like Tom Brady. Yeah. I don't really like the Patriots.
No.
But all of a sudden, I have a vested interest.
Most people don't seem to, outside of New England, most people don't seem to like the Patriots for whatever. But then
they're really good.
That's the case with New Englanders in general. People outside of New England don't seem to like New Englanders, with the exception, of course, of me and this radio program. The poll this weekend, as usual, goes through the top 10 talk topics that Talkers Magazine has put together and we cover on our weekly talk radio countdown show. And the situation with Mr. Brady is number 10 this week on the countdown. So is it that important to you? How many people think this is a big deal? Raise your hand.
It's a pretty big deal.
For whom? It makes Roger Goodell look like a clown.
Right. I mean, it's a big deal for football fans. Football starts soon, you know. It's a big deal.
Brady's good looking.
Is it going to change our lives? No.
He's got a beautiful wife. Some people say.
Well, for now, because their marriage is on the rocks.
Is it?
From what I hear, yeah.
Really?
But he is really, really pretty. I mean, that's why I think people don't like him. I mean, he's really, really pretty.
Yeah.
He's a great
quarterback. Wants to go back to Bridget Moynihan?
I don't think she's taking him back, do you?
You don't think she's what?
I don't think she would take him back, do you?
No, I don't know.
I'd be a little ticked if someone cheated with Giselle while I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Couldn't blame him.
Well, is that the kind of a guy
he is? I'd be a little ticked.
Okay, that in itself makes people think, if they think it through, this guy is a cheater.
Yeah.
So did he cheated there? Did he cheat on the football field?
Probably. Could have. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't have the proof.
No. And so he walks around smugly saying, here I am. And the foolish fans in football land think, wow, this is great. He beat this guy. And it maybe shows the other signs of weaknesses in some of these sports, win at all costs, whether it's the National Football League or it's college football. What are we teaching people? What are we teaching young people about the value of the law or what's right and wrong?
Wrong
to cheat.
That's a good point. Well, we don't
Lots
know.
Of people
but
do. Of course
here's what I've learned from the story that I don't quite understand.
Yes.
I don't know why the NFL allows teams to bring their own balls to the game.
Mm.
I don't know why the NFL doesn't just bring the balls and have them inflated to whatever they need to be and have those balls used in the game and have them under their control. That's what they do in baseball.
Yeah. They inflate the balls in baseball?
Well, no, but the umpires have the balls in their pockets.
Yeah. And have you ever seen those big pockets? They look like Captain Kangaroo.
Yes.
Have you ever
But you know what I mean? Like, why does the NFL let the Patriots decide what balls they're going to bring?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Colts
so
get
that
to
they
do
can
it?
Have
no.
contrived stories like this.
Right.
And
I mean,
make
it's just
believe
silly.
Problems like this and get
because
people.
Because Fred Dreyer, who's our friend, Fred, Debbie, he's a football player, scored two safeties in one game.
Actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's
actor and Hunter was on the Rams. And the Giants. He said that he didn't think this was a big deal. He said every quarterback does something to make it more comfortable for them to throw the ball, whether that's wearing a glove, whether that's putting like a salve, you know, like some kind of grease or something on their hand, or, you know, the certain level of inflation of the football. He said it may have been a little too low, but he never thought that this was a big deal. He thought this was idiotic that they caused this to be such a big investigation and scandal, because he said it's really much ado about nothing. He said everybody has a preference.
I've got an idea.
Yes.
I think because as I look at the foods to be avoided this weekend, it's going to be warm as it usually is on Labor Day weekend. Stay away from mayonnaise. Let's use the mayonnaise on the footballs.
Oh, there you go.
How about that for a good use? Mayonnaise, not on your food, but on the footballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And give all the players pre-made margaritas.
Why?
Margaritas. Sugar, and more sugar. That'll get them all charged up. It's not as good as Super Beets. I was going to say Sugar Beets.
What
Super
are you talking
Beets.
About right now? Are you okay?
I'm talking
like
about
some sort
what
of weird
we need
old man
to do
rant.
To get people away from worrying about
Stay
football.
Stay away from mayonnaise and have margaritas and sugar and Super Beets.
Those are things you should avoid this weekend at the barbecue, but they could be of good use on the football field. That's why I brought them up. How's that?
Okay.
I think, actually, you know what they ought to do? The game that was played last night or any of the games this weekend, I think they ought to, because it's Labor Day weekend, let's have a party out on the field. Let's have, during halftime, there's a lot of watermelon spread around, maybe a cookout, the barbecue. Let's cook some meat and pass it around. How about that?
Sure.
No?
I'm with you. Whatever
Mojitos
you want
for everybody.
Eggs.
What are you going to, Kenny, what are you bringing in?
Couple of kegs.
Kegs, yeah, exactly.
It can bring up the beer.
All right, good. And maybe some rainbow bread. Put the hot dogs on the rainbow bread.
What
that
are
be
you
good?
Talking about?
Have you ever seen rainbow bread? You've never seen rainbow bread? Oh, look it up.
I'm so confused.
It's great stuff.
Right now.
Why are you confused? We're having a party. It's the weekend. It's Labor Day. Football celebration.
Rainbow bread for everybody.
Yes. Exactly. And if you don't like rainbow bread, maybe you should have just a salad. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. I didn't say it. I'm celebrating. It didn't have to make any sense. We're just having a good time.
We're just having a party.
We're having a party. Little chocolate. Let's pass around some chocolate for everybody.
Yum. My favorite. Yum.
Okay. So I gave you the top 10 topics. What's the number one for you, Ken?
Oh, that's tough. The migrant issue that the EU is having is very troubling.
Mm-hmm. Troubling in what way?
That they have all thousands upon thousands of refugees and nobody knows what to do about it. They don't want them in, then they want to let them in, then they don't want to let them in again.
Right. So, for those of you who don't know what's going on, in the last 24 hours, a number of people who are in that Budapest train station have decided to walk to Vienna, which is about 150 miles, across the border, and just walk, because they can't get on the trains. The authorities won't let them get on the train.
Well, so what are they going to do, right?
Pack up, and we'll take a walk.
I think that got so much attention because we're so visual now, and that picture of the little boy who was washed up on the shore, a little Syrian boy. Yeah,
yeah.
I think that... That sticks in people's minds. I'd also say that probably
his name was
that
Alan Kurdy.
Mm-hmm.
Or Alan Kurdy.
And
symbol of the problem.
But I think probably the big story, right, is that Kim Davis, the one that you love so much from Kentucky, who's in jail now.
Yep. Good
big
for
one.
It's time she was put in jail. So now there are going to be gay couples who will get married this weekend. Federal judge has said people in the courtroom, in the clerk's office, have to give them their marriage licenses. Meanwhile, she's in jail, and she has asked that her name be taken off of the license. So there's probably a deputy there somehow or other. But this was bound to happen. So what do you expect will happen next? What do you think should happen next? What do you want to have happen next, Jennifer?
I would say now, since they've made an example of her, I've told you, I think that she should follow the law because that's her job. She was elected to follow the law.
Right.
And so I think she should probably leave her position. But I'd also call on the government not just to use her as an example and to crack down on all government employees who aren't following the law. I mean, there's a lot of them in California who won't issue concealed carry permits because they don't think it's right. So I think anybody who is not following the law should be cracked down upon just as, in just as tough a manner as this woman is.
Crackdown. So we need to be. There is not a lot of monitoring, unless there's a circumstance like this where people who want something make a lot of noise, agitate, get attention. But you know what? The function of these offices all around the country and many other government offices are so badly done that this maybe there's maybe some spillage here into other areas where the public expects service and doesn't get it.
Right.
That would
and
be
I
what
think
I
it happens a lot. This
yeah.
lady just, happens to go very much against, the narrative of what's okay right now. So she's getting a lot of attention because, it's a very new ruling on same-sex marriage and people are on board with that. And so she's kind of getting a big brunt of it. But there are government officials all over the place who are doing this kind of thing. And I hope that people are going to treat them just like they treated her.
Yep. I think that there needs to be a focus again on all kinds of things that are not being done by public officials that are supposed to be done according to their jobs all over the country. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, one subject notebooks are just 17 cents each.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Make the most of your color with the very best paint. For exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last, all you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Memory time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's go back to September the 4th, 1781, when Nuestra Señora de la Reina de Los Angeles.
Sorry, English only.
Village of Our Lady, the Queen of Angels, was born. This is the birth date of Los Angeles, California. It was a little village, little teeny spot on the map, and look at what it is now, our second largest city. Not so teeny at all. Spread all over 14 square miles. The capital originally of Alta, California, a Mexican province, was given to the United States, ceded to the United States in 1848. And now they want it back again. Come on. So that's that story. Born, let's see here, let's try this day in 1682. Edmund Halley. Some people call him Haley, but his name is Halley. He got a look at the comet that bears his name.
Oh.
This date, 1682, he worked out a theory of cometry, orbits, concluded the comet that he saw in 1682 was periodic, and predicted it would return every 76 years. And guess what? It has.
Wow.
It was last around a couple of years ago, wasn't it? I remember, mm-hmm. What, 3 or 4 years ago?
It was longer than that.
It's not Halley's comet, but it's Halley's comet.
Halley's.
Yes.
Halley.
This date, September 4th, 1882, Thomas Edison displayed the first electrical lighting system, a power station in New York City. It lit up a square mile. That's a pretty amazing feat in and of itself, isn't it, huh? He figured out how to do it, and then Jack Bauer figured out how to blow him up. It's cool. Oh,
I love Jack Bauer. Gosh,
all right.
I love him.
September 4th, 2002, a Texas cocktail waitress, an aspiring pop singer, excuse me, was voted the first American Idol. Who was declared that winner? That's our question right now. 888-302-3684. The person who comes up with the right answer gets a sample pack of Cedarside Original Organic Bug Spray.
And Doug will sing
for your home. Well, I'll see if I can get her to sing. All right, who was the person who first won on American Idol this date, 2002? 888-302-3684 as we go through other memories. On this date, 2004, Hurricane Francis ripped apart roofs and windows and neighborhoods. as it went through the Bahamas. A couple of people were killed then, as I recall. And the ladies were talking about the passing of Steve Irwin, which took place on this date in 2006. Hard to believe. 2006. 9 years ago.
Yep.
Killed by a blow to the chest from a stingray while he was filming a documentary on the Great Barrier Reef. Remember the Crocodile Hunter show?
I think everybody was shocked. They thought it was a joke because people didn't think it was possible that he could die.
That he would not be able to make his way through, or he would be in a dangerous situation like that, right? This day, 2008, John McCain became the GOP presidential nomination. And he said, wait a few years, Donald Trump will be right here. Is that what he said? Not sure. All right, let's see here. What? You think that's funny? You think that's funny? Lindsay, welcome to Good Day. Hi.
Morning.
How do you do, sir?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Is this Lindsey Graham?
This is Lindsey Graham. Congratulations on your efforts, Lindsey.
This is not Lindsey Graham.
Good. Phew. Right. Thank goodness.
Not running then. Okay, so who was the waitress who became the first American Idol this day, 2002?
Was it Kelly Clarkson?
It was.
Phew.
Kelly Clarkson, in fact. She, I think you could argue, has also been the most successful of the winners of American Idol.
Yeah, she and Carrie Underwood, I'd say.
Under the circumstances? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wasn't Carrie Underwood married to... what's his family getting divorced?
He's married. No, she's...
that's Miranda Lambert. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Love. Like, hi, Lindsay. You're going to get a sample pack of Cedarside Original Organic Bug Spray for your efforts. Hold on a second. Good to have you here. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Bob Schramm of MSNBC. Coming right up, real question in New York. Can topless women in Times Square take money for tourists with selfies?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excited and turning in circles.
Either happy dance or coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Bob Schramm. Much of Times Square now is a glorious pedestrian mall attracting tourists. However, topless women have now appeared charging tourists for taking selfies with them. Is this going back to the bad old days or just free speech?
Well, I don't think legally they can ban it, but this is an activity, and one, they're not topless, they're painted, based on my extensive research. But these pedestrian plazas where this happens are an eyesore, they're trashy, so the mayor should get rid of the pedestrian plazas. Maybe these women will move someplace else, but at least they won't be so centrally located.
This is not, for me, a serious issue. It's something that the city of New York, I guess, has to deal with. I'm not of the view that these pedestrian areas in Times Square, which when I was spending a lot of time in New York City, I thought were great. I don't think that getting rid of them is going to solve this problem. Who's to say that these folks wouldn't be on the sidewalk as people packed in trying to go up and down those sidewalks to go to the theater?
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and author, speechwriter Bob Schramm of
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is not television. This is a radio program, an audio program that is called the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now, in the future, will we have a camera where all of us are? Yes, there are plans afoot.
Could I get someone to be a double for me? Because yeah. I'm never dressed when I do the show.
Actually, I'm dressed now. I'm casually, got a jean shirt on. And,
wow, that's fancy. Yeah, I'm wearing. You want to know what I'm wearing?
Sure.
Because what people may not know is that even though we sound like we're in the same room together, mm-hmm. I'm in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. Ken is in San Diego, mm-hmm. Doug is in Framingham outside of Boston, mm-hmm. and Kara is in D.C., kind of in Virginia.
Yeah.
But I am wearing some very stylish red leopard print pants.
Wow.
They're pajama pants, don't worry. And a pink t-shirt.
Very sweet.
I don't even match. That's nice. So bad.
Ah, who cares?
So embarrassing.
Show me the fashion police are not there.
My cat doesn't care.
No. Cat doesn't care. Joan Rivers is dead, so she doesn't care.
Oh, Joan.
She is.
I know.
All right.
Care.
So, let's, it's Labor Day weekend. I think we ought to concentrate not on all of the things that make us crazy, but things that are silly. For example, this story is the number one story, other than Brady in the Boston area, the number two story has to do with Police Sergeant William Dwyer, who is a sergeant with the Millis Police Department. Millis is a town that is south and west of Boston. So here's the story from Sergeant Dwyer and the police department there. He's part-time, works part-time as a police officer. Apparently what he said to authorities was somebody shot at his patrol car, causing it to crash. He lost control of the car because somebody shot at him. The car exploded, burned. And so the police say, okay, let's go get this guy. Whoever it is, we'll get him. He almost killed you. As it turned out, nobody shot at his police car. He concocted the story that somebody shot at him. In fact, he shot at his own cruiser, so there would be bullet holes in it. After investigation, It appears that Sergeant Dwyer was on his cell phone or doing something that he wasn't supposed to be doing and not paying attention to his driving.
Oops.
And he was driving at an excessive rate of speed, so he crashed the car, it exploded, and so rather than him come across as being guilty or maybe just plain stupid, he comes across as being guilty and just plain stupid. So this is something, it's serious in a way, but most people are laughing about it. And I'm guessing this guy is probably not going to be a police officer anymore.
Yeah.
He might become Paul Blart, the mall cop. He probably have a future doing that, right?
I'm thinking he probably shouldn't be a police officer if he's, you know, not following the rules and crashing his car.
Right. He may have been on his way to get tickets to a Patriots football game, though.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, think about how awful that feeling. Like, you know, when you already do something stupid in your own car, imagine like times 10, the magnification of doing something stupid and then doing it in a police car. Oh, my gosh.
Just so you keep up with what is trending in maybe this, the more serious news world, these things are trending at DougStephan.com today. The Kentucky clerk is in jail. So there will be marriage licenses. The five assistants say, yeah, we'll be happy to give you these licenses because we want to keep our job and we don't want to go to jail. Donald Trump signed a pledge yesterday not to run as an independent in 2016.
That's the only reason I'm happy about this.
Why?
Because then you're not going to have stupid journalists going, so Donald, are you going to run as a third party?
Stupid,
I mean, he's
Fox
been asked that. Not even Fox. Anybody who he sits down with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to run as a third party? It's like, get a new question. Mm. You know? Come on, people.
Right. New times.
So
okay.
This, it'll be interesting to see if it gives him a bump because people are happy he signed the pledge or if his supporters are like, oh, man, he caved and signed the pledge. Oh, boy.
What the heck was that?
Bad.
Somebody else gave in.
Somebody else gave in. Okay. I told you yesterday, Disney...
We're doing a radio show here.
...has made $4 billion in profits so far this year. So what's going to finish the year for them? The new Star Wars movie.
Did you hear about what happened last night?
Where? Did Millennium Falcon land in Los Angeles? What happened?
No, I admittedly, I do not know if this was a national thing. I think it must have been, though. But Star Wars just did a big release, a big dump of all these new toys into the market.
Yep.
And so I have a friend at work, Eric Hines, you know him,
yep.
Doug, who is a Star Wars fanatic. He tries to pretend it's for his kids, but it's not for
his kids. He's got every lightsaber that was ever made.
Right. So he decided he was going to go at midnight last night. He got in line at, he dropped his wife off at Target, and he went into Toys R Us, and they got in line to buy all these toys. I don't know how he did, but I'm guessing probably pretty well if he was crazy enough to go out at midnight and get in line.
It's like going to get tickets to that movie. As soon as they announce the date, it's actually going to be, there will be for days.
I won't go see it for weeks because you know it's going to be just a monster.
Course. Right, exactly. Ugh. But today has been dubbed the Force Friday. So that all these toy stores, not only here in our country, but all around the world, have their fans come in. They're apparently in some stores giving some of these toys away to people who come dressed as characters. Like I see, I'm looking at a picture of Chewbacca pushing a cart down an aisle in Toys R Us.
That's funny. But at midnight at Toys R Us, what else do you expect than,
people.
You know, Chewbacca?
Yeah. Chewbacca. Let's see, how many other pictures? Look and see what other pictures I can come up with.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, let me ask you a question.
Okay, because this always gets me.
There's a guy dressed as one of those soldier, robot soldiers, what do they call those? Stormtroopers?
Stormtroopers.
Yeah, right.
What would make you, Ken and Doug, stand in line?
Nothing.
In the middle of the night for
nothing.
Something? Because I'd always make it like
nothing.
I marvel at the people that stand in line
nothing.
On Black
nothing.
Friday.
Because
there's no deal on a TV that you could give me that would make me stand in line overnight.
And
pretty sure I wouldn't do it for any toys or concert tickets, but is there anything? Nothing, Doug?
No.
Ken?
If Elvis were coming back.
I was going to say Elvis, maybe,
really?
Or the Beatles coming back, right?
Well, maybe if I was, if I knew I was, that I had to stay in line to get my mortgage on the farm paid off at midnight, I'd probably do that. That I would do. Yeah, I do.
Somebody told me, hey, you know what, I'll pay off the rest of your house. Yeah, I would do that.
Oh, yeah.
You
got
to be here at midnight.
Right.
Or else.
Giving out shoeboxes, so, $100 bills. Yep, I'm in line.
Yeah, so does that right. make the three of us snobs if we only stand in line for high-value items like our farm and our home?
No, I think it makes us grown-ups.
Okay.
Yeah, so sorry what do we say. Do? But look at the this Eric Hines. He's a kid in his, what, 30s, mid-30s?
He's older than I am, yeah.
He's older than you are, so he's 40. And he stands in line for this stuff.
Yeah, and right, he's right. like, oh, well, my kids want it. No, Eric, now, your kids don't want it.
I want it. Would you check it out? Ask him if there's some special Yoda stuff, because I might be intrigued. I think maybe I might go to the store. Maybe Meredith and I tonight will go to the store and get some Yoda stuff. Yeah, that's an idea. Let's do that tonight. Instead of going to see, I still haven't gone to see
Man
from
Uncle.
Anything
that was released is gone, though. I mean, if
you
people
think?
Were really
everything's standard. Gone already.
I don't know.
Right, let me go check it out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a moment or two of important messages. Not that what we have said so far in this half hour isn't important, because it really is, but Uri Geller is going to join us in a moment. I think we get that all squared away, Karen.
Holy moly, I've got to put the picture up. He just posted a picture on Facebook 6 hours ago. I will send it to you, Ken, and we'll put it on the Doug Steffen page.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What did he buy?
Nothing. There's just a huge line of people.
Yeah, people that are crazy.
In stormtrooper masks.
Yeah. All right. You think we're making this stuff up, folks?
No.
Uri Geller, an amazing man with his brain working on overtime in overdrive. Up next here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Sports concussions have nearly doubled since 2005. There's close to 350,000 reported in the U.S. each year alone. More than half of those come during high school football season. So how can we prevent head injuries? Executive Director for National Operating Committee on Standards for Athletic Equipment, Mike Oliver.
Football safety is the number one priority. Helmets play a huge role in protecting against head injuries. And even though no helmet is concussion proof, there are ways to prevent injury. Make sure your kids' helmets don't move around with them. And at the same time, they shouldn't be super tight. At NOCSI, helmets have to pass a rigorous set of safety tests. So check for the logo that reads meets NOCSI standard when buying a helmet.
There are easy ways to maintain a helmet too.
When it comes to taking care of your helmet, it should be recertified every 2 years. And if you've had a helmet for 10 years, it's probably going to have to go. Of course, proper helmet wear and fit is vitally important to protecting your head, but so is how you play the game. And learning to play the game without encountering hits to the head that are avoidable is very important.
For more, go to NOCSAE.org.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home Laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, be yourself. Kohl's, select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
45 past the hour now. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen with my friend Uri Geller, paranormalist, motivator, mystifier. And if you would like to see what there is that you don't know about Uri Geller, those of you who have been following him for years, you may not know all there is to know. So if you go to the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com, the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com has a link to Uri's site where you can see the entire BBC production of The Secret Life of Uri Geller. So what's in that I don't know? Maybe there's what's in there that you don't know?
I think that the documentary, are you talking about the documentary or the book?
No, I'm talking about the documentary.
The documentary is fascinating because for over 40 years I've worked undercover for certain intelligence agencies, and it all was triggered off by the CIA. When the CIA got me out of Israel to test my abilities, they wanted to see if what I do is real. Once they realized that I've gone through all the tests and experiments that they put me under, and they understood that what I do is to do with the power of the mind, then I was recruited to do certain things for them, and then I obviously was introduced to other intelligence agencies and worked with them. No one knew this about that secret life of Uri Geller. I dropped little hints here and there, but most people, the skeptics, thought that I was either making this up or lying, or that it's a fantasy, until the BBC decided to uncover this secret work. And they approached me to do a documentary. I said no one is going to talk, but they got an Oscar-winning director, Vikram Jayanti, to be the director of this fascinating documentary, and he went out there and found ex-CIA agents who actually told him what I have done. And this is the accumulation of different projects and tasks that I had to do throughout the last 45 years. It's just a riveting, mesmerizing documentary, not because it's about me, but because of the subject matter.
The system, yeah.
And I urge you to watch it because it's on my website to view free of charge.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear about the spoon that they found floating on Mars?
No. A spoon on Mars?
My goodness, just all of you out there, after you view this documentary, or just do it now, why don't you just Google the spoon on Mars, spoon discovered on Mars. A lot of articles connect me to that. They say, did Uri Geller do something on Mars? In any case, in a nutshell, they discovered an image of a spoon floating on Mars. And I thought it was so incredibly fascinating.
There have been a lot of pictures coming back from Mars that people are like a little miniature woman in a dress. Hello, where'd that come from?
And well, the latest one is the spoon.
Yeah. So, yeah, of course, everybody would relate that to you because
you're
best known as the spoon bender.
Because I was asked to remote view an object on Mars, and the same day that I did that remote viewing, I received as a gift an ancient spoon that was found in the pyramids. So maybe in the back of my mind, obviously, I'm taking credit for this, probably I'm wrong, and I'm just creating a nice story, but maybe there's some truth to it, that by remote viewing Mars and having that spoon in the back of the mind that I got, I actually imprinted an image for NASA to see. And if you look at this image, because you've been sent one just now, if you open your email, you'll see the image of the spoon. Maybe there was a connection, because the power of the mind is immense, and the power of the mind can travel through space and time. And maybe it is a phenomenon.
Huh. What about that?
Have you opened the email, and did you see the spoon or not yet?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I got to do that. I have too many things that occupy my screens. I'm going to have to do that when I have a minute. There are.
And, Doug, I know you have a minute, but tell me in that 1 minute, how is your project going on? You know, the one to do with the farm. Because all of the viewers, all the listeners can help you by sending you positive energy.
Yeah, you know, that's a terrific thing. Thank you for asking me. Kenny and I were just posting the information, facebook.com/good day, connected to Eastleigh Farm, EASTLEIGH. The effort to save the farm and the energy that we are projecting. And, have we connected this to your website? You've all these millions of people around the world. We'll have to attach, have you like the Eastleigh Farm Facebook page from your Facebook page. Can we do that? That energy went in and out.
I'll talk to my webmaster, but everyone listening, let's help Doug out, and let's just send him positive energy, empower him with positive intentions, both spiritual and tangible, and make the wish come true for what Doug really wants to happen.
Aren't you sweet? Thank you. Uri Geller's website is urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. Check out that BBC documentary.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Past the hour now, the strength of intelligence has now overtaken the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What with Uri and now Greg Steffen, who's the technology editor of Men's Health magazine, here to discuss a Google Street that has been developed for cats. Jennifer, this one's, you know how that used to be, this bud's for you?
This one's for you.
This story's for you. I don't know what it's got to do with technology, but if Google is associated with it, I'm betting there are some fake cats around here lurking around. All right, so stand by. Or maybe Google for cats. Is it possible that Google could be something that could be used by cats? Cats?
Cats?
Meow.
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 All right. I told you this was Silly Friday, and this is going to continue in our tech report up next here on Good Day.
Meow.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, be yourself. Kohl's, select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, I have a feeling we're going to make quick work of this. a Google Street View for cats. If I understand this correctly, this would be something that you can use that is at a cat's house. I don't get this. What in the world is going on here?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
So, actually, I should clarify, even though the headline of the story at Fortune calls it Google Street View for Cats, Google did not do this. A tourist board created a view of their little city in Japan that is famous for its feral or stray cats, I guess. They create, because people come to see the cats, they created a Google Street View-like view of the city, yes, from the view of a cat.
Really?
Yeah. So you can go and...
Somebody needs to get a life over there. Right?
Yeah. Right. Well, or nine lives, I guess, as the case may be.
All right. I noticed that many retailers are going to be, it would appear, the lead in the Internet of Things usage. I still can't tell you that I understand what the Internet of Things is and when it will become a reality and who's going to use it and why.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, I know it is. That's why I'm asking you all those things all at once.
Well, so the Internet of Things is already here, actually. It's not, and you probably already have things in your life that could take advantage of it, like your smartphone.
Yeah.
But the Internet of Things is merely putting functionality into everyday devices that you can then control over the internet, often using a phone. So I think yesterday we talked about the Amazon Dash.
Yes.
That's sort of the Internet of Things, because you put a little button on your washing machine that's connected to the internet, and when you need more laundry soap, you push the button and you just bought more soap at Amazon. So that's a simple example of the Internet of Things.
Okay. So also yesterday, Samsung unveiled the seventh version of a smartwatch that I didn't even know existed. How does their Gear S2 smartwatch compared to the Apple one, which seems to get all of the attention? This doesn't get any respect or any attention. Why?
Well, so one of the things that's going on, I was at a Motorola event on Wednesday where they unveiled their watch.
Yeah.
So there's a Samsung watch, there's a Samsung a Motorola watch, there's the Apple watch. There's lots of smartwatches. And frankly, the gap between them is closing. I'd say the Apple watch still has them all beat in terms of its Appleness, its specialness.
Its Mac-ishness.
Its Mac-ishness, yes. One of the things you have to consider if you're looking at a smartwatch, and I think more and more people will, if you have an iPhone, you want an Apple Watch. If you have an Android phone, you probably want a Samsung or a Motorola watch.
Really?
Yes.
That would include, well, I don't want one of those because I like wearing my old watch on my wrist. Thank you very much, and I can actually tell the time by looking at it.
Ooh,
what a concept. It's Greg Stebbin who visits with us here in Technology Time on the Good Day.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.